In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're now in what's referred to as the compliance phase, where the U.S. has made some changes to its cotton program as well as the Export Credit Guarantee Program. Brazil has taken another step in the process where they believe that the U.S. has not fully complied with the panel's ruling. So at a meeting this past Friday on September 1, Brazil requested that a panel be formed that would evaluate the U.S. compliance measures.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It was within the U.S.'s rights to object to the establishment of a panel, which they did at the September 1 meeting. Now Brazil will have to wait until the next meeting of the dispute settlement body, which will occur the last week of this month, and they will again request the establishment of the panel. The U.S. will not be able to block it a second time, so we would have to assume that when Brazil makes that request at the end of September, that we will actually see that panel formed sometime out in probably the first half of October.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Once you see the actual panel being formed, you're probably looking at a process that would play out over a 90 to 120-day period. However, I think it may be fair to say, too, that given the complexity of the cotton case, I don't think we would be surprised to see that timetable slip somewhat and perhaps extend even further. So we could see this process continue into 2007.